Tune in to the sounds of Young Jamaica with the Impact Sound every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. From ska to rocksteady to reggae, come on a musical journey with your host, the Grand Yoni. From its roots in Jamaica to reverberations around the world and in our own backyard. The Impact Sound, Saturdays, 1 to 2 p.m.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming on everywhere at xray.fm. Radio's yours. Text lines 971-220-KXRY. Let's head east.
Rasa guliga itu kan benar kata. Désert de béton bleu, bien médiéval, comme dans un palais de cristal. Là où tournait toujours, toujours, comme un cheval, l'énorme moteur sourd infernal. Je vivais là, le jour, la nuit, dans la centrale, j'étais l'épouvantail, mort sur la paille. Là où tourne, tourne toujours comme un cheval, le grand moteur sourd de la centrale. Je t'attends là, le jour, la nuit, dans la centrale, je suis l'épouvantail. Mort sur la paille.
stag lightning. Can't you hear me calling? Baby, can't you hear me calling you? Smoke stag lightning. Can't you hear me calling? Baby, can't you hear me calling you? All right. Baby, turn on your love light. Let it shine on me. Baby, turn on your love light. Let it shine, shine on me. All right, smoke stick. See you coming down the chair. Can't you hear me calling? Can't you hear me calling you? All that smoke stick. Baby, turn on your love light. Let it shine on me. Baby, turn on your love light. Let it shine, shine on me. All right. All right, come on, smoke stick.
Yeah, right there. That was the Outcast from Texas, somewhere around 1966 on that one, covering Howlin' Wolf's Smokestack Lightning. All right, let's see. What we got before that? We had Christoph before that, French crooner, and that was a Ni Bovontelle. Ni Bovontelle? And it's off like a comp called Aline, one of his hits. Kind of a low budget CD comp there. And before that, we had Kaleidoscope doing a flight from Ashia, also 66, off a 7-inch. That was on Fontana Records, and they changed their name. A lot of bands did this. They changed their name once they got signed to a record label to something the label heads thought would sell better to the teens, and so they changed the name to Kaleidoscope at the time. Went on to do, I think, 3 records after that, from like until 69, and then that was it. And then before that, we have an obscurity from Mississippi Records comp, Anxious Color is the name of it, by an artist who went by Vicky Lynn. It's called Don't Break My Heart. And then another female group before that was the What For, F-O-U-R, and that's I'm Gonna Destroy That Boy. And we started things off with the all-girl group, sisters from Indonesia, Yanti Bersadura, tune called Gumbira. All right, this is the Commodore Theodore, and you're listening to the Head East Show, and we're about a quarter of the way in to tonight's set. The text line's 971-220-KXRY. That's 971-220-5979. Or DJ at xray.fm. And you can always follow at Head East Radio on Instagram if you want to know more. Sometimes ticket giveaways and things like that get posted on there. All right. Mixed bag, typical mixed bag that the Commodore brought in tonight. We had a fairly early 60s kind of garage feel, I think, for the beginning of it. And we're going to transition into some bands from the 60s, at least a few bands from the 60s that did some of the work they did in the 70s when they were maybe not as hot at that time. So we'll hear like from kind of 70s era Trogs, a band covering the Trogs from that time. And yeah, we'll see it. Maybe get into some heavier Norwegian or German stuff towards the end. But to get us into that, I'm definitely going to play Marsha Hunt's 22. And so have her cover of Jefferson Airplane that's coming up. But to get us into that, we're going to hear a bit of a deep cut from Traffic before that. So let me know how you're doing out there. Stay with us. Let's head east.
If I had to take the choice between the deaf man and the blind, I know just where my feet should go, but that's enough for me. I turned around and knocked them down and walked across the sea. Hadn't traveled very far when suddenly I saw three small ships sailing off towards a distant shore. So lighting up a cigarette, I followed in pursuit and found a secret cave where they obviously stashed the loot. Filling up my pockets in and stuffed it up my mouth. I must have weighed 100 times between my head and toe. I ventured forth before the dawn atop the changing mine and soaring high. Found a golden slide. Laying down my treasure before the iron gate, quickly rang the bell, hoping I hadn't come too late. But someone came along and told me not to waste my time. And when I asked him who he was, he said, just look behind. Oh,
I read every word printed, if I wrote on every toilet wall, if I got all that I wanted, would I have changed at all? Picture me as a racing driver, or sailing on the open sea, sowing seeds and watch them growing. Would I be a different me? If I could see the things I really want to see, say the things I want to say, and if I had the chance, then that is what I'd be, a different person every day. If I wrote a best-selling novel, slept in every woman's bed, if I was the first space traveler, would it have gone to my head? If I sang like Paul McCartney, if I could dance like Fred Astaire,
still hot news, giving back the flash, I get all blue. Walk on the line, we get loose. has broken my back with its cruelty. See beauty that's seldom perceived by a callous mankind. I've watched greed and thoughtlessness taken without giving in. Crying, not able to take what it sees. I thank you, Bridget. You showed me how I might otherwise be. We sighed at a country that seeks to be clean or to be a home. We watched as the people around us just don't seem to care. I looked at myself and I showed you the wounds that they've done to me. You held my hand sometimes, told me what I need to hear. Wish it had lasted. Wish that you were inside of me.
Yeah, right there. That was a band called Galaxy from Germany on that. It's 1978. Let's see. Yeah, tune is called I've Come From a World off Nature's Clear Well record. Kind of a very small footnote in krautrock history from Germany with that band Galaxy. But yeah, really interesting sound from 1978. The record's really all over the place in terms of like wild synth kind of coming in. gets heavy, gets ballady. It's I love it. It doesn't make a lot of sense. And yeah, in similar terms, the tune before that, Les Variations, which was a French band made up of mostly Moroccan nationals that were there. And that's off, they were a band that had really great heavy stuff in the 60s, and really great stuff. I play their 7-inches a lot on the show, but their albums, I think they wanted bigger crowds and things like that. So the name of the record is Moroccan Roll, and the name of that tune is I Don't Know Why. And it's about getting high. And that's Les Variations from 1974. And before that, 76, we had the Trogs doing A Different Me. And really interesting chapter of like the mid-70s Trogs and what they got up to. Just definitely always kind of punching at their weight with their songwriting capabilities. Just a really beautiful song. Really nice guitar solo on that as well. And but I think really kind of neglected music compared to what was happening around that time in the mid-70s. And before that, we had a 7-inch, which the A-side is a cover of the Trogs' Wild Things. It's a band that went by Fancy. And Fancy referred to, I think, the lead singer of the band. And what happened was they covered the Trog song in this 7-inch. So that was the flip side. I like the flip side. The flip side is just the song Fancy by Fancy. I think it was just filler material to throw on the B-side of that. And so they had the singer that went with that. I forget her first name, but I think it was Kant. And it made like a big hit in 73. And then they needed to kind of figure out how to follow it up. And so the lead singer couldn't cut it to do like a full album, so they like kind of kept the name, the label kept the name, and they brought in a new singer to do a full album of it. And the album's just kind of ridiculous, kind of silly, but it's a great Trogs cover. It's kind of like a stripped down maybe kind of a proto-punk version of a Wild Thing, very deadpan. And the B-side's also kind of interesting too for 1973 at least. All right, okay. And before that, we had another cover, and that was Marsha Hunt's 22. And to my knowledge, they never made a record, just a couple of 7-inches that band that Marsha Hunt put together to kind of make like heavier stuff from that soul singer. And that's covering Jefferson Airplane's Someone to Love. Really, some really good stuff going on if you're listening with headphones in the background there. And then we start things off with a tune from Traffic. Young Steve Winwood there with 40,000 Headmen. All right, so we're in the last quarter of Head East, and it's always great to hear from you out there. It's great to hear from Frigid Pink out there listening. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mark. Thanks for checking in tonight, as always. We're going to keep things going. Stay in Germany. And this is a band, I love it. It's a 1972 record. It's a double from the band Tonstein Scherben. And they were a band that sang in German, so they didn't kind of cave to a lot of the krautrock bands that were singing in English at that time. And I think they were... you know, kind of similar capabilities to a lot of what was happening in krautrock scene Germany at that time, but really kind of stuck true to singing in German. And their lyrics are super political as well too, from what I understand. Not a German speaker, give it a listen. We're gonna hear from Titanic, which was a Norwegian band from, I think this is around 71 or 72, their opener. And they did put like an English lead singer out front so they could hit the big time. So you can hear the difference of how that played out. All right, let's keep it going here. Let's head east.
Maybe I
Yeah, thanks for listening tonight. That last tune was Titanic, 1970 Norway band. But then I realized they actually formed in Germany, so there is a krautrock connection that happened there with a British lead singer. And then before that, we had Tonstein Scherben from Germany. And in the background here, we have Rip Ace Frehley, died pretty recently. Only worthwhile member of pretty